Jeff. Let's right now here on the halftime show on SportsTownChicago.com. Let's go down to courtside from the concourse here at the beautiful Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. And let's bring in our commentary team for tonight, Bill Downing and Will Clark, for second half action. Take it away, guys.
Thank you, Jamie and Brett. Very informative halftime show. We've got some updates. NBA D-League scoreboard. Kent Charge leading the Maine Red Claws 105-97. 147 left in that contest. 7:51 left in the fourth. Greensboro leads Salt Lake City, the Stars, 84-81. Santa Cruz Warriors trailing the Austin Spurs, 25-22. 11:37 left in that first half. And your college Sweet 16 update right now with 45 seconds left in this contest. Number 3 seeded the Ducks of Oregon lead 69-16 over the number 7 seed Michigan. And over on the other side of the bracket, number 1 Gonzaga and number 4 West Virginia all tied up at 30 at halftime. Still to come tonight, number 4 Purdue against number 1 Kansas and number 11 Xavier against number 2 Arizona. Again, we'll keep you updated. 17 seconds left in the Oregon-Michigan contest, 69-68. But that's got to be an absolute slugfest there, Will. That's got to be a great game. Sweet 16, chance to go to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, Michigan, it has been the darling of the tournament so far. Start dating back to when they started the Big Ten tournament with that run after that scare on the plane. So they are doing.
If you remember our radio show, somebody picked number 11 Xavier as the sleeper. Who was that?
Yeah, that was
That's me.
That was me. Hey,
you're crazy.
Hey, I was right up until 40 seconds left
you
in
were.
That last game
you
against
were.
Oregon, man. As the teams are taking the court with the shoot around here.
A.J. Guyton right in front of us, you know, an Indiana Hoosier alum. You know, he's loving this time of year, playing in the dance and enjoying the NIT and all these other contests that these players get a chance to do. He's chomping at the bit, looking at the Windy City Bulls. They'll be going right to left on your radio dial or however you're listening to tonight's game. I'd like to thank everybody that is tuning in. I know that my daughters and my granddaughter are listening in from Gowan, Michigan. Happy first birthday to my beautiful granddaughter, Peyton.
Aww.
I hope
my wife and son is listening. I told him.
He's down at what, Mississippi?
My family doesn't listen to me if I'm ever involved with being on air. So, I mean, you guys at least have that going for you.
No, my oldest son, he's too busy. Like you said, yeah, he's in Oxford at Ole Miss. He's too busy to listen. I'm talking about my young son. Yeah.
All right, well, I tell you, it's a beautiful contest here tonight. Really enjoying it. Again, it's one of them exciting contests. Stats really not leaning either way heavy for anybody. But if you take a look at what we have here, all these percentages, you mentioned it, UGLY, 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 ugly.
Yeah, very ugly. You said it right, Bill. I'm looking at the Bulls' percentage here. The only one that really has been shooting well is Alfonso McKinney. Even though the Bulls did bring their percentage up from the first quarter to the second quarter, that's because they were attacking more. They was going to the basket more, as they are leading the energy in the paint, points in the paint. They 15 for 25 with 30 points in the paint versus the energy's 22, and they're 11 for 20. So what we want to see, hey, the proof is in the pudding. They need to attack, get to the basket, get fouls, and hopefully they'll get out this slump they're shooting from 3.2.
Speaking of pudding, Oregon pudding Michigan right out of the tournament. They win by 169-68. Michigan ends the season 26-11. Oregon moves on. Oregon. I call it Oregon. That's just because it's
tomato, tomato.
Go,
exactly.
Ducks, go.
The Ducks, the number 3 seeded Ducks, 31-5. They will move on to the Elite Eight. All tied up in the second half. West Virginia and Gonzaga, 32. Well, now it's 32-30. Gonzaga with the lead as we start the second half. Windy City will have possession coming out of halftime, trailing 48-43. Duke in now. Saunders between the circles. Dukin, high pick and roll. Dukin for three from the right wing, and that's no good. Offensive rebound, Cameron Payne for three. Nothing but net. Cameron Payne from about 3 feet beyond the arc on the far side of the court. Beautiful shot.
Well, that's promising. They start out the quarter shooting 50% from three-point. That's up from the 12.5. Cameron Payne gets the offensive rebound and puts it back up for the three.
Dunham swings it down to Martin. Jones for three from the left wing. That's no good. Strong rebound by Saunders. Here comes Windy City. Chance to take the lead with a three or tie it with a two. Cameron Payne's going to drive into paint. Shot up left hand. Good! Cameron Payne has come out on fire here to start the second half.
5 quick points from Cameron Payne, and that should do something for his confidence as he went 2 for 8 in the first half. Now he's 2 for 2 in the third quarter.
Martin pulls early up from about 15 feet, right elbow, nothing but net. For a big man, he's got a pretty sweet shot.
Yeah, that was a nice little swack shot there. Nice
swack. That's what I've been waiting for. Alec Brown now for three. He misses it. Strong rebound by the small man, Dunham, inside. And I don't mean Jeff Dunham with all the puppets. This guy plays for keeps. Baldwin tries to paint. That's no good. Davis with the offensive board. He misses it. Cameron Payne comes down. 3 point from top of the key. No good. He follows the shot, but Dunham comes down with it for the energy. Martin now, he's going to try to take it on. Brown switches hands and good. Count the basket and the foul.
See, if he's going to foul him, if Alec Brown is going to foul on that, you have to make sure that he doesn't finish the shot.
Right.
He, like, reached his hand in there and slapped him like he's trying to give him high five or something.
Put your hands up, move into the body. You got to put body on body. You got to cause some kind of contact, Will, because he basically walked in from about 2 feet from outside the free throw line. He just took 2 steps and he walked right around him. And
right,
he makes a three-pointer.
Yeah, makes a three-point play. So you got to get more physical down there with those fouls. If you go, you know, you can't let them finish. You know, that's a pet peeve of mine.
I can tell. We're going to get him in here to talk to you after the game. McKinney drives down, pushes his man out of the way, kicks it out to Duke, and now he's going to be in the paint. Turnaround jumper, free throw line. Oh, that's blocked by Jones. Here comes the energy. Dunham now. They've got numbers. Shot up. Count the basket. Oh, no. They're going to say no continuation. Dunham was fouled on the way up to the basket, but they're going to call before the shot.
Oh, no, it looks like he's going to the free throw line.
He is.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to count the continuation with the dunk, but they said no.
No, the continuation. No, he missed the layup. Can't count that continuation with the dunk.
Well, it looked good.
Yeah, the dunk looked good.
It did look good. Martin come out of nowhere, and you call it swack, and I call it just smacked it down.
It didn't count, though.
No, it didn't count. But Dunham makes the first and makes the second free throw now. 55-48. 7-point lead now for the energy. 9:49 left in the third. Payne, Dukin, high screen set by Brown. Cameron Payne drives right side. He finds McKinney driving into paint. He misses the dunk, and it's going to be blocked by Davis. And it's going to be Windy City ball.
Windy City ball here.
Wow, Davis really stepped up. And, you know, to not get called for a foul, that's some great defense.
Right, that was some great defense. But McKinney looks like he didn't have full contact of the ball.
Keep
kind of stepped out.
Keep an eye on Jarrell Martin. He's holding his right hand as this play comes in. Looks like he may have tweaked it a little bit. McKinney for three, top of the key, good! Alfonso McKinney. They're gonna give him only...
Foot was on the line.
They gave him two. Martin, big man on Alfonso McKinney. Crossover dribble, turn around.
Good defense, McKinney.
Cameron Payne steals it. Here comes
McKinney
Windy
steal.
City. McKinney!
Oh! And he draws the foul.
Wade Baldwin comes out of nowhere. McKinney determined to drop that one down.
And
head coach Glenn Sifrin is like, wow.
He can't believe it.
You talk like about an air show, Will.
Right.
McKinney, when he gets going, he can launch from anywhere on this court.
I thought that was.
Guys are getting better, everybody. Coaches, players, refs, everybody, right? You guys.
Yes, sir.
I think we got our quote of the year already. There we go.
We do. Head coach of the Ira Energy, Glenn Sifrin, he said, everybody's getting
that?
Better,
yeah.
Including us.
Say, that's why.
Bill, I think it's the first comment you've gotten here all year, right?
That's awesome.
And it came from the Iowa Energy.
Gotta love the head coach. Great humor. Gotta enjoy it. We gotta save that one. That one right there is gonna be one for the archives.
I guess he's with the team with the right name, Energy.
He is. He's got it. But you know what? To be able to take over this team in January and look at their record and still have a smile on his face, he must love what he does because he's doing a great job, even though the team is only has 11 wins on the season.
Yeah, and they are currently on a 5-game losing streak, which they're going to try to today.
Jones one and done. Cameron Payne comes down with it. Carte Martin drives in the paint, kicks it out to Lowry. He's going to drive also. Turn around. He's going to have to slow things down. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Cameron Payne now, top of the key. Swings it over to the right side. Saunders now, baseline shot. 12-footer in and out. No good. Deontay Davis skies for the rebound. And here comes the Energy. Baldwin now with it over far side of the court. Picked up by Payne. Back over to big man Jones. Looks like he's trying to get it inside to Martin. Swings over Deontay Davis for a 13-footer. That's no good. Wesley Saunders with the rebound. Deontay Davis got a pretty good shot for a big man, but coming up a little bit short. Saunders going to drive in the paint. Shot up and good. He went over Deontay Davis and Kellen Dunham for that too.
Yeah, Wesley Saunders is putting together a nice game. 7 points, 7 assists, and 8 rebounds.
Wade
he's
Baldwin
with a triple-double.
Absolutely. Wade Baldwin, not only is he upset about having that basket scored on him, but his Commodores are out of the NCAA also. So a little crying. You got to respect it. There's crying in basketball.
oh, that's baseball. McKinney,
oh, that's right. McKinney for three. That's no good. Baldwin, the aforementioned, now has it. Brings it over on the left side. Cross-court pass over in the corner. Nice three attempt, and that's nothing but net. Jarrell Martin from downtown. I think he shot that one from Oshkosh.
Yeah, Jarrell Martin with his 9 point. And it's like nobody got over to close out on the 3 point.
Here's the thing, if you're going to challenge me to shoot, I'd shoot too.
Yeah, he took like 10 seconds to set up, had a drink, and took the shot.
Cameron Payne now, right side, crossover dribble between the legs. 3-pointer from the right wing, shot up, off front of the rim, that's no good. Baldwin with the rebound. Here comes the Energy up 58-54.
Ooh, that should be the Bulls ball.
McKinney, that's going to be, it is going to be Windy City ball.
Yeah, campaign with the good defense there. He stuck his hand out as Baldwin tapped the drive and knocked it out of his hand.
Good to see John Octius back in as the trainer has the 12-foot rubber band in his hand. So obviously it was a leg issue. And hopefully he's got it worked out and he's okay. He is in now. We'll see how he reacts. Dunham now, far side of the court. Swings it over to the big man, Martin, for three. That's no good. Rebounded by John Octis, just as we called him in.
All right, comes in. He looks like that ankle was just fine.
Well, you know what? When you play on adrenaline, you don't want to continue losing. And they're on that winning streak right now as they swept the Knicks 2 days ago. Nice give and go, Octis to the basket and good. Yep, that ankle's 100%.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's bunny hopping now. What kind of tape they got on there?
Maybe it's that gaff tape we were looking for. Baldwin now, he's going to drive around Octis. Oh, that's a terrible call, but Octis giving a call for looked like it was just a – I don't know, he was trying to work through a screen is what it looked like there, Will, and he got caught up with Baldwin.
Yeah, sometimes you get caught up in those screens. You got to get through it clean, man. Got a screen clean.
And especially when you got an official within arm's length of you, it's going to get called every
time.
Oh,
yeah, every time.
Perry Jones now. Baldwin swings it over. Left wing for three over the top of Octis. That's no good. Rebounded by Saunders. Here comes Windy City. 6:05 left in the third. Windy City trails by 158-56. Saunders drives. Nice dish inside to McKinney.
McKinney
for the big dunk. Everybody thought Saunders was going in. He dished it baseline. McKinney drops the dunk.
Mr. Harvard, the smart guy, Wesley Saunders with the assist. His
Deontay
eighth assist of the game.
Deontay Davis misses the shot. Windy City with a chance to take the lead. 5:40 left here in the third, all tied up at 58. Saunders now, crossover dribble, loses it. He's got Dunham with him. Lowry's going to try a three. No, he's going to juke. Wow. Shot up. Ooh. Nice smooth move by the big man off the backboard and good.
Did you see the show? Did you see showed the ball and went up strong with the right hand?
With the George the Iceman Gervin finger roll. Pretty sweet.
I like the freeze at the top of the key, though.
I do. Baldwin now with it for the Energy. They trail by two. Shot up, and that is going to be good. A give and go. Wade Baldwin with the basket.
With the backdoor cut from Baldwin.
You know, there's going to be a lot of give and go. You got to be careful of the big man, but those littler guys, very dangerous, as you know. They cut in and out of that paint baseline. Lowry now, crossover dribble on Deontay Davis. Shot up! That's all no good. Rebounded by Baldwin. And here comes the energy. All tied up at 60 apiece. 4:47 left in the third. Shot up. It's going to be no good. Wade Baldwin will be fouled, and we're going to take a timeout. All tied up at 60. If your over-under is 120, you're about to lose. 4:44 left here in the third. We'll be right back for more NBA D-League action from the Sears Center on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years, so it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
I'm Alec Brown, center for your Windy City Bulls, and this is SportsTownChicago.com.
Try Chili's new smokehouse combos today. Your choice of meats like world-famous Baby Backs and signature chicken crispers. Or try new favorites like jalapeno cheddar sausage and house-smoked bone-in barbecue chicken. All piled high on a tray with home-style fries, new roasted street corn, garlic toast, and house-made pickles. It's a meat lover's dream. Now at Chili's, chilling since 75.
All right, Will, thank you for that read. And I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, it does sound
hey,
good.
How about
I
Ryan?
No.
See, I got to you first.
Colin's buying.
Okay, Colin then, yes. Fourth man out, Colin's buying at Chili's.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank you. I don't think he realizes that he's doing that. But
we'll ask him.
That's nice.
He's back there smiling like
Wade,
what?
Wade Baldwin? He misses the first. Neither team shooting great at all from the free throw line. Colin Michkowski, Ghost Panda with an update. Sideline reporter, go ahead, Colin.
Hey, guys. It's simple. Coach Linzer wants the guys to play some more stronger defense. And also, I just wanted to say I totally agree that the quote of the year came from Coach Cyprian over on the Iowa bench. Back to you.
But are you buying us dinner, though?
He's not answering.
Smart move. Battery. David Lowry's going to lose it. It's going to be saved by Saunders. Lowry, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Shot up. Count the
and
basket.
The
and the foul. That ball was going out of bounds.
What
Wes
a sequence.
Saunders.
The smart guy.
Yeah, very unselfish play. Goes after it. Throws it back in. David Lowry. Boy, I tell you, what great court presence. He goes in. Looks up at the shot clock. 5 seconds. Drives. Count the basket and the foul. Great play by the big man.
Yeah, big man. And David Lowry, for a big guy, he has some nice dancing feet down here in the paint. The way to get that ball, recover, and lay it up and get the foul.
Chivas shot up coast to coast. Looked like Wesley Saunders wanted the charge. He's not going to get the call. Chivas now, 1-point lead for Iowa, 63-62, 4:05 left in the third. Octius now, high pick and roll with McKinney. Drives it over to the far side of the court. Lowry now, he's going to find Carte Martin. He's going to drive it. He loses, no, gets it back. 12-foot jumper's no good. Saunders with the rebound. Fresh 14 seconds. David Lowry now with it. Oh, he tried to find Octius cutting. He's got one man to beat. Turnaround shot. Oh, that looked like a foul for sure, but no call. Rebounded by Chivas, and here comes the energy. Sampson now. Free throw line over the top of Martin. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by McKinney. Here comes Windy City. Back and forth action. Tree turning tree.
Left in a turn. Yes.
Yes, Ryan, I had to say that. One of my favorite
It
quotes.
Was fun one time on Tuesday. Now you're just...
I know. I just love it. Every time I listen to a game, I love hearing that. Lowry drives.
David Lowry with the
again
drive.
Again! Over the top of the big man, Amir Williams makes it look easy. David Lowry having a big game here for Windy City.
Yeah, David Lowry is showing his post moves down on the court with his 6 points. His 6 points of the night with the little switcheroo.
Lowry's going to pick up the foul.
West. I bless you there, sir. Wesley.
Man, I am telling you.
I think it came through my headphones.
No, he's only allergic to, you know, the opponents beating the Windy City Bulls. That's
know.
What it is, right?
Man, the allergies, as it gets nicer, you know?
Is it me, Bill?
No, it's not.
What's
you.
My first half?
Trust me, it's going to be 70. Oh, who is that? Chivas. Oh. He's going to be called for the offensive foul. Alfonso McKinney goes flying, but he draws the foul.
Yeah, he put the elbow into McKinney.
Wow.
McKinney set his feet and got the call from the ref.
All right, before I sneeze repeatedly, 2:50 left here in the third. 1 point lead by Windy City, 64-63. We'll be back for more third quarter action from the Sears Center, NBA D-League action, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. Financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportsTownChicago.com.
This is Farrakhan Hall, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball. SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Windy City leads 64-63, 2:50 left in the third. Colin Ghost Panda Michkowski with an update. Go ahead, Colin.
Hey, guys. Iowa doing the same thing, basically saying the same things that they've been saying earlier, talking about more rebounding, being more aggressive on the boards. And remember, this is a top 10 rebounding team. Going back to you guys.
All right, looks like the Windy City Bulls playing kickball, and this time they do lose possession. Sampson drives court. Coast to coast. My gosh, Will, he went amongst three Windy City Bulls in the paint. Couldn't make it look any easier.
Hey, got the can roll and the and one. So Colin just mentioned that they are top 10 in the rebounding. Windy City Bulls has been doing a good job with that. They are leading the rebounding battle today, 38-34, with 29 defensive rebounds and 9 offensive rebounds. So, you know, that's kind of out the window right now.
Sampson makes an easy three there. Basket and the foul. Octius down. That's going to be stolen by the big man, Amir Williams. Here comes
kind of
Washman.
A lazy pass. Lazy pass in there to the big man. You got
Chivas going to drive into paint, right-handed scoop off the backboard over the top of Dukin. Makes it look easy. Now Iowa up by four. 2 minutes left here in the third, 68-64. Octius with it for Windy City. Lowry wants to try a three from the top of the circle. Carte Martin, free throw line, shot up, in and out, no good. Oh, they're going to have a loose ball foul. Oh, that's going to be on John Octius, loose ball foul.
Yeah, John Octius just looked at the ref like, what? What do you mean it's on me?
Yeah, sometimes
I didn't see the foul either. I get that.
I know.
Scrum down there. So.
And the thing is, sometimes you just got to let them play. But if we can't see it and we're this close to it, I'm not really sure what they're seeing. But, again, that's why we're here. That's why they're out there, you know.
Yeah. You guys, a quick note as well. The Iowa Energy are now in the bonus for the rest of the quarter.
Already?
That makes for a very long night, folks. Long night. Terry Wisnant with the first. Like to give a big shout out to our man with the plan back at the SportstownChicago.com studio, Eric Willowhite, and our producer engineer here, Ryan Fahey. Without them, we couldn't be on the air, and they do a great job every single night keeping us going. Thank you very much. John Octius now. Carte Martin drives. Oh, too strong, but he's going to be fouled. He goes flying. And the foul is going to be on number 34, Amir Williams. That's a heck of a collision, like two trains going head-to-head right there.
Right, and Amir Williams walked to the table in front of us like he was coming out of something. Like, what?
I absolutely love this head coach for Iowa. He's looking at these refs. He's crossing. You know what he reminds me of?
Who?
Who's that comedian, Brady?
Wayne Brady?
I was
like
just
Brady.
About to say Wayne Brady.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I actually went to one of Wayne Brady's shows once.
All right, come on, Blue. Here we go.
How was it?
I enjoyed it as a kid.
Yeah,
as a kid.
Don't start again, Bill.
I went to Andrew Dice Clay as a kid. And I'm still marked to this point in my life.
You got to see Wayne Brady on the Dave Chappelle show.
Oh, my gosh.
The Fox series.
Now, that's some good stuff. That's some good stuff right there. All right, both free throws made now, 70-66. 1:35 left here in the third. Iowa with the lead in the ball. Sampson crossover dribble on Hall. Turns around, left-handed jumper in the lane. Wow, he made it look easy. Sampson.
He put three Windy City Bulls defenders in the mix right there.
John Octius for three from the left elbow. Good!
Shot, John Octius.
Make that the left point. Great vision, John Octius. Made it look easy. Yeah, Windy City now only down by three with 1:08 left in the third. Washburn kicks it over in the far corner. Chivas for three. That's no good. Here comes Martin. Windy City's got numbers. Martin dishes out to Duke, and he's going to drive into paint. Shot up and good. Looked like a foul, but we'll take the basket. Now only trailing by one. Under 1 minute left here in the third, 72-71. Windy City trails Iowa.
Good transaction basket for the Bulls. 12th fast break point of
West
the game.
Washburn now swings it over in the far corner. Sampson over the top of, wow, he's making it look easy, over the top of Farrakhan Hall from 15 feet on the baseline.
Yeah, you can't play any better defense than Farrakhan Hall did on that
you
possession.
You got to put a body. I think you got to put a body. You got to get. You can't give him that much room. Akis for three from the.
Bad shot.
Wow, the right.
Air ball.
Right wing, yeah. That thing had air nothing ball. But air. Here comes Sampson now for Iowa. Kicks it over to Chivas now.
Guys, don't stand.
He's on the near side to us. Making the left side baseline drive, kicks it out. Good hands there by Martin. He tries to save it as it goes out of bounds.
And he
does.
Calls a turnover. He tipped the ball. The player stepped on the line.
I don't know if they can review that or not, but no harm, no foul now. 3-point lead, 13.8 seconds left here in the third, 74-71. Again, we like to thank all the listeners out there listening to SportsTownChicago.com. We're live from the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. It's NBA D-League action. The Iowa Energy and your Windy City Bulls. 6 seconds left. Wes Sanders drives into paint. Shot up. No good. Strong rebound. Alec Brown. Counted. 1.2 seconds left. Iowa's got to get it down. Three-quarter shot is no good.
Another offensive rebound there down by Alec Brown to put that ball up to bring the score with the Greener Bulls with their 74-73 going into the fourth quarter.
All right, we'll be back for fourth quarter action here live from the Sears Center. NBA D-League action. right here on SportsTownChicago.com. We'll be right back.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportsTownChicago.com.
This is Brad Seymour, president of the Windy City Bulls, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Windy City Bulls fans, it's your chance to become Chili's ultimate fan. The first 1,000 attendees at any home game this season will receive a Chili's ultimate fan card. Visit any participating Chicagoland Chili's with your ultimate fan card and receive 15% off your purchase. Visit Chili's 7 times with your ultimate fan card and receive entry to the Chili's Windy City End of Season Celebration. Don't miss your chance at the next game. Valid at participating locations. Restrictions may apply.
Well, thank you very much, Will, for that. And again, I'm feeling very hungry again. But that's what it's supposed to do, right? That's
Colin, how you get Colin's buying dinner, guys. I'm telling
you.
Or actually, no. We'll have Brett do it to our right. Brett Gogol is going to buy us dinner.
Brett Gogol?
Yeah, he's right here.
Yeah, that's the style.
We'll ask him later.
That's the style of the TV guy on Facebook Live over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we're on SportsTown Chicago. We're going all over the world. And we may even be on a different planet. Who knows?
We could
right,
be.
Right, Ryan?
Well,
anything's
satellite.
Possible. I mean,
who knows? Yeah. We could be on the International Space Station.
Maybe. Listening to the good old Windy City Bulls.
Listen to Will the Thrill. Will the Thrill Clark.
Listen to Bill and Will.
Martin drives for Iowa. That's no good. One and done. Cameron Payne comes down with it now. 11:40 left in regulation. Cameron Payne, floater up. That's no good. Kicks it out. Who was that? It kicked out Dunham. Kicked it all the way out to Martin. Almost like a pass. I don't think Perry Jones is quite the ball handler. He wants his team to come out. Deontay Davis on a high screen, far right side. Jones shot up, no good. Rebounded by Cameron Payne.
Okay, I don't understand that sequence that Perry Jones was doing.
No, should have waited, should have passed. I agree.
With the top of the key, not a point guard.
High screen set by Martin Payne now. Martin, top of the key for three, off front of the rim, no good. Alec Brown fights for the rebound. Deontay Davis comes down with it for the energy. 1 point lead, 74-73. Wow, sloppy ball handling right now. Here comes Windy City over after the turnover. Alec Brown for three from the right corner is no good, and it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Windy City ball with 14 seconds on the shot clock.
And it's still 74-73, Iowa charge. Yeah, it's starting to come out a sloppy game at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Farrakhan Hall, Alec Brown, Duye Dukin, Carte Martin, and Cameron Payne in for Windy City. They finally get it in. Now Martin, he's picked up by Deontay Davis, 2-3 set up by Iowa. Now Baldwin comes out to take on Cameron Payne between the circles. Crossover dribble between the legs. He's going to drive again. Kicks it out to Dukin. Three, top of the key, and no good. Rebounded by Deontay Davis. Still not understanding why we need to be shooting threes. You're only down by one.
Another missed three. That makes them 5-24 for the game.
Martin swings over to Baldwin. Give and go. Dukin steals the pass. Here comes Duye behind the back, trying to get fancy.
Trying to do too much.
He knows it too.
Come on, man. Duye.
That was nice. Baldwin Jones for three from the left wing. Nothing but net. The big man, Perry Jones, 6'11 out of Baylor, drops another tray. Up by three now, Iowa 76-73, 9:56 left. Cameron Payne in and out for a three. That's no good. And the energy fighting for the rebound. Deontay Davis and Jarrell Martin goes out of bounds, and Windy City will get it back.
Hey, guys, really quick here. I know, Will, you were just talking about the three-pointers. The teams combined here tonight are 8 of 47 from behind the three-point line combined. Bulls are 4 of 27, and the Energy are 4 of 20.
You got to think the magazine's got to be empty here pretty soon. Martin drives, opposite hand, shot up in the paint.
Count it. Say Martin with the... Okay, can you say this is a revenge game for Quarte Martin?
It is. We were talking about that as Baldwin drains a two from the free throw line for the Energy, 78-75. We did talk about that before the contest because that's where he played and that's where he came from. He definitely wants to get a win. Quarte Martin for three. That's good. Over the top of Jarrell Martin.
Right on cue, Quarte Martin with a three.
Martin over Martin.
Last 5 points.
All tied up, 78 apiece, 9:07 left in regulation, 17 seconds on the shot clock. Martin pulls inside the three-point land, that's no good. Alec Brown with the rebound, gives it up to Cameron Payne. Payne over the timeline, picked up by Baldwin, crossover dribble, Cameron Payne, shot up. Oh, acrobatic shot right to left.
Oh, but he got the foul.
Misses it.
He got the foul, he's going to the line to shoot two.
You know, coming out of the second half, I've seen a different Cameron Payne, a lot more energy, a lot more focused, patting guys on the backside, giving high fives. You know, we didn't see that in the first game against the Knicks. You know, maybe it was because, you know, he just got called down, a little frustration. But now he's starting to get his game going, and it's really good to see he's starting to become more of a team player down here at Windy City.
Yeah, he is, and it seemed like he did the same thing, like you said, in the Westchester game. The first half, he kind of, you know, ho-hum, and then – you know, the second half, he turned it on. He finished with 22 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. So, I mean, that's a good stat line.
Windy City up by 1, 79-78 after the Cameron Payne free throw. Baldwin drives. High screen set by Davis. Baldwin kicks it all the way out to Dunham. Far corner picked up by Duye Dukin. Back inside. Davis on Brown. Davis tries to back him down. Can't do it. Well, that almost looked like a travel. Shot up, and that's going to be good by Perry Jones. He took a three-step dribble, baseline, hit a 12-footer, made it look easy.
Yes, he did. And man, Bill, you're talking about an exciting game, back and forth. There's been 14 lead changes and 5 ties in this game.
It's like watching a NASCAR race. Farrakhan Homer, three from the left wing.
Yeah, the Bulls hitting their last 2 3-point shots. They're trying to heat up from behind the arc in the fourth quarter.
2-point lead now by Windy City, 82-80. 8 minutes exactly left in regulation. Baldwin almost loses his footing. Gets it out to Martin. He's going to drive on Farrakhan Hall.
Oh, that looks like a charge.
They're going to call a block on Farrakhan Hall. My gosh, he was planted.
Yeah, Farrakhan Hall is not happy with the call as he gets up. Kind of ran off, so he didn't want to say anything to the ref. Don't want to get teed up. So it's...
I think these guys, you know, tremendous. Our refs tonight, number 56, John Conley, 37, Matt Myers, number 11, Randy Richardson. These guys put up with an awful lot. I'm not really sure.
And they've been pretty busy tonight, aren't they?
They've been busy, and they put up with a lot of lip. Not only from players, coaches, the fans.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have really thick skin to do that job, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, right. You got to have real thick skin.
Martin makes one of two. Now we're all tied up. 82-82, 7:49 left in the regulation. Cameron Payne, high screen set by Hall. Cameron Payne tried to find Hall on the give and go. Gives it back to Farrakhan Hall. Now Quarte Martin going to drive into paint. Shut up. Blocked out of there by Deontay Davis. That's
and a block by Cameron Payne.
Block party is open. Duye Dukin, he finds Alec Brown to the basket. Count the basket, but no foul.
Up and down.
Woo!
Yeah, you thought that was a foul by Alec Brown.
Two big blocks, one on each team, and then Alec Brown finally closed the door. Deontay Davis, that was a great matchup as it was developing.
Yeah, it sure was. Two blocks back to back.
Deontay set that one, about 25 feet?
Yeah, but he started a fast break, but Cameron Payne recovered.
Jones now with it. He's going to drive, right-handed dribble in the paint, tries to find Davis underneath the basket. He does.
24-second violation.
Sometimes you got to look at your watch, man.
Gotta watch the clock. Gotta watch the clock. It's right at the top. They can't see it. Get the shot up, man.
84-82, 6:57 left in regulation. A little frustration as our scorer's table goes flying as one of the players
flopped down and tried to get
if
in the game.
If this scorer's table wasn't flying, we may be off the air.
Thank God for the brakes on this table because that was being pushed back.
As Wesley Saunders ends it back in the game.
He's going to drive, shot up. He finds Farrakhan Hall driving, but blocked.
Blocked by Martin, Jarrell Martin with the block. Farrakhan Hall.
Baldwin goes up. That's off the side of the rim. No good. Wesley Saunders. Windy City's got numbers. Carte Martin for three from the left wing. Good! Carte Martin and a timeout by the Energy. Windy City up 87-82. 6:25 left in regulation. Fans, what are you doing for spring break? Start planning your staycation today with this $59 spring break deal. You receive 4 100-level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 bottled waters, 4 chips for just $59. This offer is valid for games on March 23rd, March 28th, and April 1st. Call a reservation specialist at 847-396-7070 to book your Windy City Bulls staycation today. And, Will, this has been a very, very exciting game.
Yeah, it has.
This is not the first time they played each other.
Well, they played back in preseason on November 5th.
And that game was relatively close, and that was played back in Des Moines, Iowa at the Wells Fargo Arena. Windy City wins 96-85, but you're right, it's exhibition. But these teams have changed around so much, and we're in for a really close game here. Windy City only up by 5.
Yeah, it's close. It looks like it may be around the same score. 96-85 was the last score. You know, both these teams are going up and down the court. We had a lot of action that last couple minutes there, a couple blocks, you know, fast break points. And you got to love Carte Martin showing up for this game. He has 18 points. He has 8 points here in this quarter with the two three-pointers. And another layup going to the basket. So you got to feel good for the guy who just got released. You get released one day, March 17th. You're put up by the Bulls on the 18th. And now you're playing your old team on the 23rd, all within the week. So for him to step up like this, it's good to see. And look at also Wesley Saunders. Wesley Saunders is doing his best Russell Westbrook impression.
Three Windy City Bulls in triple digits. Alfonso McKinney with 19 points, backing up his big outing against the Knicks. Cameron Payne with 10. Carte Martin with 18. If you look on the other side, there's two tied with 11. Jarrell Martin and Wade Baldwin. Quentin Chevious with 13, and Jakar Sampson also with 13. And we have an update with our sideline reporter, Colin Ghost Panda Michkowski. Take it away, Colin.
Hey, guys. I was over by the Iowa bench, and Coach Cyprian, he basically said that his defense sucked, and he was very furious over there. And so now they got to try to get back in this coming because the Bulls are obviously dominant. They came back, and they're playing really well right now. So Coach Cyprian was definitely mad during that timeout. Going back to you guys.
Well, thank you there, Colin. Great updates all game long. This game has gone peaks and valleys, ups and downs. This has been a great game. 87-82, Windy City with the lead, 6:25 left in regulation.
All right, and if you came to be entertained, you have been entertained.
Definitely.
You know, biggest
well
lead
worth
by both teams is 7. 16 lead changes, 6 ties. It's a great game. Should be a good end of the game. That last 6 minutes and 25 seconds.
Wes Washburn now brings over the timeline for the Iowa Energy. Sampson now, top of the key, swings it left side to Chivas, tries to get inside to Deontay Davis. He's picked up by Brown. Davis drives, baseline shot up and good over the top of Allen Brown. That's a good matchup right there.
Yeah, that was a good matchup. Good, you know, good defense with better offense.
Wesley Saunders now brings it up, high give and go. Martin to Brown. Duvier Dukin, far side of the court now, swings it to Saunders between the circles. He's going to drive, right-handed dribble, shot up. He tries to go acrobatic, but he's going to be fouled.
Yeah, Wesley Saunders playing this game. So
foul's going to be on, it's gonna be on number 11, Quentin Chivas.
All right.
It's only his second. Wesley, but still, that's a great idea, Will. You got to go in there. You got to put these guys in foul trouble. They're playing a complete game, and right now that's exactly what the game plan is for head coach Nate Lenzer.
Right. Yes, sir. And Wesley Saunders just knocked in his 8 point, now looking for his 9th. And, you know, got to – 5 minutes, 49 seconds left.
All
up
right.
By 5.
Well, I even hate to say this, but I'm going to. But the Bears have made yet another bad decision. And they signed quarterback.
Don't tell.
Mark.
Don't tell.
I won't say this.
Don't
signed
tell
Mark
me.
Sanchez.
Mr. Butt Fumble himself.
Yeah, Butt Fumble himself.
That has to be a money grab. All they're trying to do is save money.
All right, hang on really quick since we're talking football. It's not team officially up, but it's out there.
Okay.
Gosh. Shot up by Martin. That's going to be no good. Alec Brown fighting for the rebound. Windy City one and done.
Hey, I think Carte Martin might have heard that news with the shot he just threw up.
Washburn, I think he did just throw up. Deontay Davis over the top of Alec Brown again. Deontay Davis having a big night. Make that 12 points already in this contest. Martin, he's going to fall. A little condensation on the court. Duvier Dukin drives baseline. Wild shot up. That's no good, but he's going to draw the contact. And that's going to be a foul on number 11, Quentin Chivas.
Yeah, Duvier Dukin going to the free throw line and try to extend this lead back to 5.
And Carte Martin pointing out the condensation on the court, trying to get the sweeper to come out.
And like you said, Bill, looks like Coach Lenzer put his orders in. Go to the basket. Attack. Attack, attack. No shots unless you got it open.
Michigan goes down tonight, 69-68. West Virginia leads number one Gonzaga with 6:03 left in that contest by 150-49. And Purdue leads Kansas 13-8 very early in the first half of that game. Still to come, Xavier and Arizona later on tonight.
I think that Purdue-Kansas game is going to be a slobber knocker. I think that's going to go to the last seconds probably.
D.A. Dukin to the line.
Splits 2 free throws.
Washburn back over to Sampson. He's going to drive. Dunk attempt. No good.
Sampson.
Winston, he comes out.
Down.
Here comes Alfonso McKinney. He's going to slow things down to the far left corner now. Martin back to McKinney. He's picked up by Deontay Davis. Carte Martin between the circles. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 4:25 left in regulation. Carte crossover dribble. Shot up. Right hand. No good. Deontay Davis, another massive rebound. Chivas comes down one-on-one with Dukin. And now Brown comes down there.
Brown,
squats down. Alfonso McKinney, Saunders.
You got numbers.
Oh, McKinney, they wanted to do an alley-oop, but smart, they bring it back out. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Carte Martin slows it down. Take a little time off the game clock. 4-point lead, 90-86. Alec Brown inside. He misses the first shot. He misses the rebound. Alec Brown goes flying for it. Washburn comes down with it for the energy now. Looking to get it inside. They do to Deontay Davis. Stolen
way
by Alec Brown.
Cover Alec Brown. Alec Brown was the last one down but came up with the steal. Another turnover for the
These board. Guys are gassed. And I tell you, there's another timeout coming up here, and both teams really need it. Both teams gasping for air. Alfonso McKinney, Wesley Saunders, just inside the arc. Now he's in the paint, kicks it in to Alec Brown.
Great.
Good.
Man. The smart guy, Wesley Saunders.
They used almost every second of that shot clock now. 3:12 left in regulation, 92-86. Windy City with the lead. Washburn drives left side. Kicks it out. Sampson now, one-on-one McKinney. Shot up from the free throw line is good.
Right at the top of the key.
Makes it look easy. Under
Swish
three
that.
To go now. 92-88. Wesley Saunders with it and a timeout. We'll step aside. 2:52 left in regulation. 92-88. Windy City with the lead. You're listening to NBA D-League basketball action. SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here, and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like, and just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM, and I am IMS.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears
on SportsTownChicago.com.
This is Alfonso McKinney, and you're listening to SportsTownChicago.com, home of your Windy City Bulls.
Welcome back to the Sears Center, 92-88. Windy City with the lead, 2:52 left in regulation. Our sideline reporter, Colin Ghost Panda Michkowski, with an update. Colin.
I don't see Colin, I see Joe. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, guys.
You got our sideline report?
You would think it's April Fool's already.
Oh, there's Colin.
All right, Carte, we're back Martin to action. Carte Martin for three over the top of Quentin Chivas. That extends Windy City Bulls' lead to 7-95-88, 2:29 left in regulation.
Look like Carte Martin told Chivas they shouldn't
West
have let me go.
Washburn with a nice three from the right wing.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stats here, Bill. The game is so close. These teams are like mirror images of each other.
Cameron Payne goes amongst three bigs in the paint, 5 feet from the basket, and makes it. Count it, 97-91, under 2 minutes left in regulation. Waspin now for the energy. Finds a man cutting. That's Chivas in the paint, and there's going to be a foul. And that's going to be on Alec Brown. We got a couple finals in the NBA D League tonight. Can't charge. They beat the Maine Red Claws 110-99. Salt Lake City loses to the Greensboro Swarm 104-99. Under two minutes left, in the first half. First quarter, Texas Legends losing to Northern Arizona 23-22. And the Santa Cruz Warriors lead the Austin Spurs 61-58. 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah, Chivas misses his first free throw. Takes his second one. He missed both of them.
That too. Throw me a t-shirt. Call it a night. You cannot expect to win a game when you are from the charity stripe and you're shooting as bad as they are, and that is only a 70.6, but Chivas not doing very
McKinney
good. Alfonso McKinney with the big dunk.
We've been waiting for that all night.
Oh, my gosh. Shake the foundation. Alfonso McKinney. Samson along the left baseline. That's good.
Samson with the three.
99-93, 1:22 left in regulation. Cameron Payne brings it up over the timeline. Coach Nate Lenzer wants these guys to close it out. We'll see what they can do. Washman picks up Cameron Payne. Cameron Payne for three from the left wing. No good. Rebounded by Chivas. Here comes the energy. 105 left. Samson now. Shot up. Ooh. Nothing but net from 15 feet along the baseline. He's on fire.
Right in the face of Cameron Payne.
99-95, under 1 minute left to play here in regulation. Cameron Payne for Windy City. Wes Washburn picks him up right near the midcourt line. Cameron Payne still playing around right near the timeline. Payne's going to drive, kicks it out. Saunders drives baseline. Stuck underneath the basket. Washburn comes down with it for the energy. 37.9 seconds left. Washburn, he finds his man in and out. That's going to be stolen by Wes Saunders. And we have a timeout. The head coach, Nate Lenzer, 20 seconds on the shot clock. 29.4 seconds left in regulation, 99-95. Will, I'm out of breath. Wow.
All this action going back and forth. Back and forth action as the Windy City Bulls are ahead by 4 points, 99-95, with just a tick under 30 seconds left here. And Bill, what a game, man.
Well,
what
I'm going to have to ask you who you're calling your player of the game, or do we wait? Because Carte Martin with 18 points, Alfonso McKinney backing up his strong game 2 days ago against the Knicks with 19 points tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Windy City Bulls in double digits tonight.
Right, the same for the Iowa Energy. They also have 5 players in double digits. It's hard to call right now. I want to say is Wesley Saunders, because even though he only has 9 points, he also has 12 assists and 12 rebounds.
Windy City has shot 91 shots tonight. Iowa Energy 83.
Yeah, and they
wow. That's a lot of shooting.
That is a lot of shooting. And these guys, they're putting on the show. They are gas. Carte Martin on the side out.
20 seconds on the shot clock. Martin gets it into Payne. Payne picked up by Washburn. They're going to have to do something. The clock running down to 22 seconds. Washburn's got to do something with Payne, and he finally fouls him. That was way too long. That much time coming off the clock, Will. You got to be shaking your head. But why?
Yeah, you definitely.
And you have a foul to give.
Right. You got to foul early. You should got to foul early in that shot clock. You know, to save time.
Martin gets it into Payne again. Washburn this time, yeah, he does exactly what he should have done the first time. And he commits the foul. And is this one going to be a shooting foul? Yes,
yeah,
it is. Cameron Payne to the line. 18.6 seconds left. They ran about 10 seconds off that clock there between those two possessions. And
these two
you're down by four.
Can ice the game.
Exactly.
Cameron Payne can knock down these two free throws.
It's a two-possession
game already.
Bad clock
management by the Iowa Energy on that one.
Cameron Payne makes the first. As the fans are happy because it's Big Mac time here at the Sears Center.
Oh, yeah, Big Macs.
I know, right?
Everybody.
I know. I'll take care of yours. No big deal. I got it.
Big Mac.
It's only because it's free.
Cameron Payne. So? Cameron Payne drains both. 101 to 95. 18.6 seconds left. And after tonight, we only have 2 games left.
Yes, sir.
Next Tuesday against the Erie BayHawks, we've seen before. And then we'll close out the regular season, our inaugural season here on SportsTownChicago.com. A week from Saturday, April Fool's Day, it's no joke, it's the Maine Red Claws coming in. West T. Bull making it look easy from half court, behind the back, in the costume.
Right.
Listen to these fans.
West T. Bull, it looks like that's it. Oh!
Man! He's got the same shooting percentage as the Iowa Energy from three-point land, 4 of 20.
4 of 20. Hey, both these teams.
Hey, these guys don't have a costume on. He's got an excuse. It's all good.
Hey, combined, both teams put up 53-point shots today.
that's a lot. Folks,
11
when they say
50.
Shoot the lights out, that's what they did tonight, both teams.
It looks like one of the lights went out on top of the building here.
All right, they're playing the chicken dance here as Looks like Iowa getting ready to close this one out. Washburn makes the basket, 14.4 seconds left. Make it 13.2 now, 101-97.
Quick foul, they get the campaign. Offside, they call a timeout.
West Virginia and Gonzaga all tied up at 55 apiece. 1:59 left in that game. Could a number one fall tonight? We'll find out. The Mountaineers and head coach Bob Huggins, always a threat in this. 28-8 Gonzaga, 34-1. Purdue leads Kansas with 9:02, making 8:53 left in that first half, 27-25. Michigan already loses tonight, 69-68. Still got Xavier in Arizona tonight. Some great game. Don't forget, we still got games tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah, 16. Cutting it down. By the end of tomorrow, we're going to see who's in the Elite Eight.
Well, I can tell you, Will, with 13.2 seconds left, pleasure working with you tonight. Eric Willowhite back in the studio, taking care of us from SportsTownChicago.com studio.
What's
Ryan
up, Fahey? Eric?
Yeah, what's up, Eric? Ryan Fahey.
Hi.
You interrupted our broadcast, sir. What are you doing?
That was the goal.
It was. And you did well. You threw me right off. Ryan Fahey, our producer engineer here. Colin Ghost Panda Michkowski, our silent reporter. Saunders gets it in now, and they're going to have to do a quick foul. Not much time off the clock, 10.6 seconds, and that's going to put Wesley Saunders to the line.
See, Wesley Saunders can get his triple-double today. He has 9 points. He's going to the free throw line with 2 shots. Triple-double for Mr. Saunders. I have to say, if he gets the triple-double, can it be co-players of the game?
I'm good with that. His highs this season.
Mark. Oh, he missed the first one.
12 of 16, and that was back. I'm sorry, he made 10 free throws back on the 16th of December.
And here with the second one, second free throw.
And he misses it.
He misses both free throws.
Sampson
comes
down for the energy. 7 seconds left. Washburn for three. Good! Oh, no!
Oh, they're down by
101-100. Windy City's got to get in. They get it in to Martin. Will, are you kidding me?
Man.
Wes Washburn from way downtown from Northern Iowa. He drains it basically from Northern Iowa. 3.1 seconds left. It's a 1-point lead.
And he scooted down the court.
Oh, my gosh.
And you heard Coach Linzer in the background screaming, no threes. No threes.
You brought this up. But talk about a revenge game. Look who's going to the line right now for Windy City.
Oh, yeah, he can ice this game.
The ex-Iowa Energy player. And he was talking, this would be nothing but sweet music here. But still, with only 3.1 seconds left, this is a one-possession game.
Yes,
even if he makes both, a three can tie it up.
Yes, sure can.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, this is what the fans come to see, a game. And this is a great game that both teams have put on today.
Martin, big free throw right here. 3.1 seconds left. He makes it. Timeout. Iowa, 103-100. Wow, what a game we've got here. And we will bring in our producer engineer here, Ryan Fahey. And Ryan, I know you've been involved in a lot of games in your broadcasting career. This one, two teams not in the playoffs, very exciting finish here tonight.
And you can't really look at the stats as to how this game has gone. You're going to also really need to look at the eye test here. I mean, we get to see that here, even though we're on radio, and we're kind of giving you, the listeners out there, the view of kind of how that is from our perspective here at the scores table. But, I mean, if you look at this overall from behind the three-point line, and we've been harping on this, Windy City only 8-32 from behind the three. Iowa Energy 6-22. You look at it overall from the field, Iowa Energy's shooting has gotten better here in the second half. They're shooting just under 47% overall. Windy City, though, just under 42% on 40 of 96 overall. And one of the other key things is that we talk about free throws. You got to make them down the stretch. 15-23 from the free throws. And I know this is something Will had brought up earlier in terms of the rebounds. It's still close either way. Windy City has that edge of 50-47 in the rebounding category.
All right, Iowa uses their reset timeout. They're going to have it right down on the Windy City Bulls' end of the court. 3.1 seconds left. Washburn, he gets it in. Shot up by Baldwin. Oh, on the top of the backboard. No good. Windy City pulls off the victory, 103-100. Windy City moves to 21-25. Iowa drops to 11-35. What an exciting contest
here,
Will.
What a game, Bill.
Wow.
The fans came out, and these two teams, they put on the show. Nobody gave up. They both teams fought all the way to the end. You got to remember, teams are still looking at these players. Some of them still can be called up. You know, never know what happened after April 1st once the NBA playoffs start. Some of these guys are still trying to show that they still got something to take it and offer something in the playoff run. But, man, Bill, what a game. Up and down game.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the post-game show. Windy City leads 103-100. Congratulations, Windy City Bulls fans. It's Big Mac night time, and we'll be right back. SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.